Yes. One more podcast from MihanEnglish.com. That's Mihan English Podcast number 9. این نهمین قسمت، یعنی نهمین پادکست میهن انگلیشه از وبسایت میهن انگلیش. برای آموزش های بیشتر به وبسایت ما یعنی mihanenglish.com مراجعه کنید. در این جلسه از پادکست هم مثل جلسات گذشته دوباره یک اصطلاح به زبان انگلیسی یاد میدیم. Oh my goodness, let's get started. Today we have a very painful expression. Today's expression is very painful. I hope this never happens to you. It is my knee went out. My knee, that's K-N-E-E. My knee went out. What does this mean? My knee went shopping? No. It means my knee is in pain. I twisted my knee. I hurt my knee. That's what it means. It means my knee is in pain. I twisted my knee. I hurt my knee. Something's wrong with my knee. My knee hurts. We can also say my back went out. If you say my back went out, your back is really sore and it's difficult to move. So, if your knee goes out or if your back goes out, you are in pain. It is difficult for you to move. That's it. You know, as you get older, 1 week, your knee goes out. The next week, your back goes out. The next week, your neck goes out. What can you do? Can we do anything? I don't think so. All right, let's explain it in Persian. خب، اصطلاح امروز اینه. My knee went out. الزاماً نمیتونید یا نمیشه حتما بگیم که باید بگیم my knee went out. میتونید باسه گردن هم بگید my neck went out. میتونید باسه کمر هم بگید my back went out. میتونید باسه مچ دست هم بگید my wrist went out. خب یعنی چی my knee went out؟ یعنی زانوم درد میکنه، یعنی زانوم درد داره. معمولاً از این اصطلاح استفاده میشه باسه اعضایی از بدن که داره مفصل هستن. Used for joints, alright? مثل مچ دست, your wrist. مثل کمر, your back. مثل گردن, your neck. مثل زانو, my knee. مثل آرنج, my elbow. به عنوان مثال نمیتونید از این اصطلاح برای شکم یا دل درد استفاده کنید. You cannot say my stomach went out. No. You can't do that. We use it especially for joints. Okay. That's it. That was today's expression. Let's check out today's dialogue. You wanna play some basketball this weekend?
I'd love to, but my knee went out.
Ouch! How did that happen?
Oh, when I was playing soccer.
خب، اینم از مکالمه، یعنی دیالوگ این پادکست. اولی میگه You wanna play some basketball this weekend? میگه میخوای یه ذره بسکتبال این آخر هفته با هم بازی کنیم. You wanna play some basketball this weekend? میگه I'd love to. جواب میده میگه I'd love to. میگه خیلی دوست دارم. ولی زانوم درد میکنه. I'd love to, but my knee went out. I'd love to, but my knee went out. بعد میگه Ouch, how did that happen? Oh, چجوری این اتفاق افتاد؟ میگه When I was playing soccer. وقتی داشتم فوتبال بازی میکردم. خب، نکته مهم در مورد تلفظش. چجوری باید بگیم؟ اگه بخواید خیلی سری بگید، میگیم my knee went out، نمیگیم went out. went یعنی w-e-n-t، آخرش چیه؟ ت، صدای ت. وقتی صدای ت کنار صدای نمیشینه باعث میشه که ت حذف بشه، پس went out میشه went out. went out. oh my knee went out. پس اگر بخواید سریع بگید، یعنی اگر قرار باشه یا بخواید سریع تلفظش کنید، سریع اینو بیان کنید، if you want to say it very quickly you can say oh my knee went out. went out. went out. منتها وقتی آروم که میگیم زیاد زیبا نیست، زیاد قشنگ نیست. So when you're speaking quickly you can say oh my goodness my back went out. That's oh my goodness. My knee went out. My back went out. All right. Listen to the dialogue two more times. You wanna play some basketball this weekend?
I'd love to, but my knee went out.
Ouch! How did that happen?
Oh, when I was playing soccer.
You wanna play some basketball this weekend?
I'd love to, but my knee went out.
Ouch! How did that happen?
Oh, when I was playing soccer.
That's it. That was it. Today's expression from Mihan English Podcast. برای آموزش‌های بیشتر، واسه درس‌های کامل، واسه ویدیوهای کامل، آموزش‌های تصویری، آموزش‌های صوتی کامل به وبسایت ما یعنی mihanenglish.com مراجعه کنید. ارزشش رو داره، یه سر بزنید. Thank you very much for listening to today's podcast, everyone.